All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. We got my favorite fish expert here. Hey, Leif.
How you doing, Depp?
I'm good.
All right.
So, I see you got your gear on. You heading out or are you coming back? What's the story?
You betcha. I'm heading out. The general and I are going to go out and try to get into some steelhead one last time.
You say last time. Are we getting close, do you think?
We're getting pretty close. And, you know, I've been pretty busy out there doing trips with Metal Fishing Adventures. So I haven't had a whole lot of personal time on the river. And I know Jeff's been busy with his store down there at the Carlton store. So, you know, we're getting a chance to get out there again. I may be booked up through the rest of it. But everybody should know that this season is going to be over 1 hour after sundown on the 31st.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard
that.
Yeah,
it's official. It just came out, I think, yesterday. I got the bulletin. And, yeah, I posted it on my Facebook, on the webpage, and you can check it out there at WDFW.com.
So end of the month, end of steelhead.
Yep, that's it. That's all. So you better get out there and get some. We still have some openings, so you can give me a call, too. But it's been, you know.
It's been good, though.
Oh, it's been great. We've had some incredible days out there. Been really happy to have a lot of local people and a lot of people, you know, from out of town. A lot of people have had steelhead before and some that haven't. And it's been so fun to watch people catch that first steelhead. I had a guy, he brought his, named Garth. He had it like near the bank and the thing turns around and did like a 360 around him. He spun around in like 6 inches of water and then it shoots into this branch that's laying on the bank. And I could see it was loading up to just take the line through the rest of that branch and just snap it. So I dove in there and just speared it with my fish gnat, and they were just thrilled because they could see, just like I could see, that thing was about to go. And so we saved that first steelhead for Garth, and he was stoked, I was stoked. It was so much fun.
A nice hunter-gatherer moment.
Oh, yeah, I was like, get that steelhead. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of fish are upriver. I was going to mention for sure, you should know the flow is a lot, you know, increased below the Twist River. Definitely a few shades of green, darker, and that notorious salmon snot is hanging in the water column there and gunking up your gear. But, you know, I think a lot of the fish have smelled that fresh water and headed up. So I've been really focusing between, you know, just south of town here in Twist to Winthrop.
Oh, you're going up a ways.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty much upriver. You'll still find them downriver, but I just got sick of picking the slime off my hooks.
I wasn't able to really tell much difference in the rocks that I watched to see if it's coming up, but it is flowing more.
You're probably watching more above Twisp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty mellow above Twisp. Anything above the Twisp River is staying just really nice and clear, not raising too much. It seems like most of the flow is kicking out of the Twisp right now in some of these lower tributaries.
Okay.